This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration to make you simply happy. It's Motivational Monday, and today I want to talk about one of the important themes in my new book, Simply Happy. It's one of the keys to having a happy life, and what I'm talking about is stepping outside your comfort zone so you don't get stuck in a rut. It's so tempting to do the same thing over and over again, to rationalize why you shouldn't try new things, to come up with excuses for avoiding new places or activities. This fear of doing new things can get out of control, to the point where you only want to shop at the same grocery store where you know where everything is, or you don't want to go to some new place because you don't know where to park. I'd venture to say that this is one of the key impediments to true happiness. You may be content, but if you know inside that you're not trying anything, that you're letting your world become narrower and narrower, are you truly happy with yourself? I think it's a risk at any age, starting in our 20s, but it can only get worse as we get older. So in the Simply Happy book, I go through all kinds of advice, chapter after chapter. But what I chose to end the book was a chapter called A Life of Yes, Yes, Yes. And the subtitle for that chapter was Stepping Outside Your Comfort Zone Will Open Up the World to You. I personally know that I'm always fighting off the impulse to avoid new things. So around the time I turned 50, I decided that I was going to start saying yes to as many new things as possible. And this has led to a lot of new things, many of which I will probably not do again. But if I have to do them again, let's say because I'm in a group and they're all going, I know that I can do them. So this yes, yes, yes policy has led to me going rock climbing in a gym with my daughter, which was fun, but I could hardly move for days afterwards. It's led to me driving a moped all around Bermuda, which I was embarrassingly bad at. It's led to me going zip lining in Costa Rica, which it turns out I loved and would do many more times. And it's led to me trying new technology, new apps on my phone. It has led me to deliberately shop at every new grocery store that opens in our area and has led to me trying new foods. I'm teaching myself to eat things that I don't like, just so I won't be one of those annoying people who has a long list of things she doesn't like. I still hate mushrooms, but now I manage to eat them. No more leaving them on the plate for the hostess to see. So a few weeks ago, I was out in Burbank, California at Universal Studios. I was recording a segment on the Hallmark Channel's Home and Family show. I was talking about Chicken Soup for the Soul and my new Simply Happy book. And my associate publisher and really good friend, Diet Corona, was there with me. So after the taping, we only had 2.5 hours before the Universal theme park was closing for the night, and we debated, what should we do? Should we go for it? And then Diet sprung for the tickets, and away we went, running from one ride to another, going through the singles lines to get on the rides faster. And we did every single ride in the park before it closed, even the really scary ones. So the first ride we went on was called Revenge of the Mummy. The official description on the Universal website says that it catapults guests at speeds up to 45 miles per hour in virtual darkness. And it goes on to say, many of the Egyptian hieroglyphics on the walls spell out real words and ancient warnings. So I only just discovered this about the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics on the walls when I went to the website, because while I was on this ride being catapulted at speeds up to 45 miles per hour, my eyes were closed 100% of the time. But Diet and I were so proud of ourselves. One woman in her 40s, the other in her late 50s, going on every single ride, no matter how scary. We both called our husbands and we bragged that we had done all the rides, which is probably pretty pathetic of us. But nevertheless, it does illustrate that there really is a value in stepping outside your comfort zone and challenging yourself, even if it just means that you take the Revenge of the Mummy roller coaster ride with your eyes closed. The Nobel Prize-winning author André Gide said, "It is only in adventure that some people succeed in knowing themselves, in finding themselves." And there is indeed a transformational power in saying yes to new things. In fact, if you were to make an overall policy decision, I will say yes to everything that sounds interesting except things that are dangerous or stupid, it's almost an easier way to live your life. You won't have to think about it. You'll just say yes. So Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. A life of yes, yes, and more yes is about keeping your confident, compassionate, cheerful self on the path to happiness, adventure, and well-being. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you'd like to pick up a copy of Simply Happy, you can find it at Rite Aid drugstores, Amazon, your local bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Also, you can check out hashtag Simply Happy Project on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please come back tomorrow, which is Tip Tuesday, and I'll share with you something very useful from Simply Happy, which is 3 easy ways to handle difficult people, even if they happen to be your own teenagers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.